听说我常去吃的一家拉面店关门大吉了。
I heard that the ramen shop I often went to close down.
我记得每回去吃拉面付款时。
I remember every time I went back to pay for ramen.
收银员都会问我有没有团购券。
The cashier always asks me if I have a group purchase coupon.
我都会说实价支付，倒不是我有钱。
I can afford to pay the actual price, but it's not because I have money.
或者说不会用某团、某团、某音、某多的 app 在我手机上是没有的。
Or in other words, if I don't have a certain app from a specific group or platform on my phone, then...
因为他们与我信奉的价值观完全背离。
Because they are completely contrary to my values.
当然其他的也没好到哪儿去。
Of course, the others are not good either.
最近看到一句话。
I recently saw a sentence.
让我沉默了很久。
I have been silent for a long time.
大家都想在网络上享受廉价商品。
Everyone wants to enjoy cheap goods online.
却希望在线下实体店找到一份高收入的工作。
However, I hope to find a high-paying job offline in a physical store.
这句看似调侃的话
This seemingly sarcastic remark
背后揭露了今天社会最大的悖论
reveals the biggest paradox of today's society.
我们每个人都有两种身份
We all have two identities.
作为消费者
As a consumer,
希望东西越便宜越好
I hope the price is as low as possible.
作为劳动者
As a worker,
希望工资越高越好
I hope that the salary will be as high as possible.
可大多数人没有意识到
Most people don't realize it.
我们的工资恰恰是来自别人愿意支付的价格
Our wages are exactly the price that others are willing to pay.
这也是为何从一开始我就对去中间商这个观点嗤之以鼻的原因。
This is also the reason why I was against going to middlemen from the beginning.
当整个社会都在追逐最低价的时候
When the whole society is chasing low prices,
最终被压低的不只是商品价格。
What was ultimately suppressed was not just the prices of goods.
还有劳动价格
There is also the labor cost.
这不是一个人的选择
This is not a personal choice.
而是整个社会价值排序的改变
It is a change in the overall social value ranking.
过去企业比的是谁做得更好
In the past, companies competed by comparing who did better.
今天比的是谁卖得更便宜
Today,The competition is who can sell at a lower price.
过去人们相信一分钱一分货。
In the past, people believed in you get what you pay for.
今天越来越多人相信。
Today, more and more people believe that.
同样的东西，为什么不买最便宜的？
Why don't I buy the cheapest thing?
于是。
Sell.
平台算法开始不断强化这种认知。
The platform's algorithms began to reinforce this bias.
谁便宜
？Who is the cheapest？
谁就有流量
？Who has the traffic？
就有订单。
There is an order.
就能快速占领市场。算法
quickly occupy the market algorithm.
不断放大这种价值取向。
Continuously amplify this value orientation.
当低价成为唯一标准时
When low price becomes the only standard,
所有难以量化的价值都会被系统性忽略
All non-quantifiable values will be systematically ignored.
研发设计需要成本
Research and development requires cost.
原创需要成本
Original content requires cost.
售后需要成本。
After sales service requires cost.
诚信同样需要成本。
Integrity also requires cost.
当价格成为唯一竞争力。
When price becomes the only competitive factor.
这些成本都会变成必须削减的对象。
These costs will all become targets for cuts.
最后
Finally,
真正退出市场的并不是某一家企业。
The real exit from the market is not a single company.
而是那些愿意长期投入。
Instead, those who are willing to invest long-term.
认真做产品的人。
People who take their work seriously.
经济学把这种现象称为劣币驱逐良币。
Economics calls this phenomenon bad money chasing good money.
劣币之所以能够驱逐良币。
The principle of bad money chasing good money.
并不是因为劣币更优秀。
Not because the inferior currency is better.
而是因为一个社会的敬畏心消失了。
Instead, it is because the reverence for society has disappeared.
规则开始失效了。
The rules have been revoked.
正常情况下
Normally,
良币本应得到奖励。
Both currencies should be rewarded.
如果事实恰恰相反
If the facts are contrary,
那么问题就已经不是市场。
Then, the question is not about the market.
而是规则。
Instead, it's a rule.
因为一个健康的市场不会奖励破坏规则的人。
Because a healthy market will not reward those who break the rules.
当越来越多人发现造假的活得比原创好。
When more and more people find that it's better to fake an original.
抄袭的赚得比研发多。
Copying is more profitable than research and development.
投机的跑得比坚守快。
The speculator is faster than the cheater.
价格占比品质更有流量。
Price, quality, and traffic are all important.
那么守规则的人就开始成为市场里的少数派。
Then people who follow the rules become the minority in the market.
于是
So,
是大家纷纷加入。
Everyone joined in.
不是因为都想变坏。
It's not because they all want to be bad.
而是因为规则已经不能保护守规则的人。
Instead, because the rules are no longer protecting those who follow the rules.
这才是真正可怕的地方。
This is truly a terrifying place.
所以
Therefore,
我一直认为
I have always believed that
劣币
bad coins
驱逐良币
Expel the good.
本质上不是经济问题。
It's not really an economic issue.
而是文明问题。
It's a matter of civilization.
任何文明都必须回答一个问题。
Any civilization must answer a question.
我们到底要奖励什么？
What should we reward?
奖励创造还是奖励投机？
Reward creation or reward speculation?
奖励品质。
Reward quality
还是奖励价格
Is it the price of a reward?
奖励长期主义还是奖励短期流量
Reward long-termism or reward short-term traffic?
一个社会真正的竞争力从来不是 GDP
A society's true competitiveness is never GDP
而是他奖励什么
What is he rewarding?
他奖励什么就会生产什么
What he rewards, he will produce.
这也是为什么
That's why.
当一些互联网平台走向海外时
When some internet platforms go global,
开始不断遭遇巨额罚款
start to face huge fines.
严格监管甚至市场抵制
strict regulation or even market boycott.
很多人把它理解为贸易保护
Many people understand it as trade protection.
我却认为
I think
更值得关注的是
More importantly
是另一层含义
Another meaning
他们面对的不再是一个只追求增长的市场
They are no longer facing a market that only pursues growth
而是一套更强调规则
Instead, it emphasizes rules and regulations.
责任与公平竞争的制度
System of responsibility and fair competition
过去依靠高速增长掩盖的问题
problems that were previously masked by rapid growth.
在规则社会里都要重新补课。
Everyone needs to catch up on their studies in a rule-based society.
很多人觉得被罚的是企业。
Many people think that the fines are for businesses.
其实这些成本最终都会转移到我们这些普通人。
In fact, these costs will eventually be transferred to us ordinary people.
所以
Therefore,
一个规则失效的社会
A society where rules are not followed.
最大的受害者
The biggest victim.
并不是那些钻规则空子的人。
It is not those who follow the rules and control others.
而是那些每天认真工作。
Instead, those who work diligently every day.
遵守规则。
Follow the rules.
靠劳动获得收入的人。
People who earn income through labor.
他们既没有能力制定规则。
They neither have the ability to make rules.
也没有能力利用规则。
I have no ability to use rules.
却必须承担规则失效带来的全部后果。
However, they must bear the full consequences of rule failure.
规则存在的意义不是限制竞争。
The purpose of the rules is not to restrict competition.
而是让竞争建立在共同的底线之上。
Instead, competition should be based on a common ground.
没有规则
No rules.
市场一定会越来越卷。
The market will become increasingly competitive.
诚信一定越来越贵。
Integrity is becoming increasingly expensive.
良币一定越来越少。
The good money will become increasingly scarce.
最终导致的不只是线下实体店的消失。
Ultimately, it doesn't just lead to the disappearance of brick and mortar stores.
到了那一天，没人能够独善其身。
By that time, no one could escape.